This is your audio guide to a yummy, creamy custard pie. A custard pie share two things in common. One, they must have eggs, and two, must have some form of milk. With these two things, you have a custard. However simple it may seem, custard pies do come with problems. What are they? And how do we fix them? Remember, custard pies are mostly made of eggs and milk. They are baked in a slow oven and typically served cold or just below a chill. The most important thing about your custard is the eggs. So choose a good tasting egg. Organic eggs tend to be the best. For custards, you also want to pre-bake your crust so that the bottom does not come out soggy. But there is a trick that I learned where you can use an unbaked or raw crust for your custard, which I will talk about in a later pie cast. But for now, pre-bake your pie crust. Also, always check the milk before using it. You never know if it might be sour or off. You don't want to find out after the fact, after it's been baked and ready to serve, that the milk you use was not fresh. We want to keep the custard pure. So do not use any imitation extract. When it calls for vanilla, use pure extract vanilla. Do not overbeat your custard. We want to blend the eggs well and fully incorporate the yolks with the whites. But we do not want to put air into the custard. If this happens, the custard will turn out grainy. We want it to be creamy, right? Okay, you heard it before. This is the number one problem with custard pies. Overbake. Do not overbake your custard pies. This is commonly done and overlooked by many of us. We don't want to bake the custard in too hot of an oven. Custard burns quickly, and if your custard puffs quickly and a lot, you know your oven was too hot. You need to bake your custard slow and low. How to check the custard pie to see if it's done? Well, there are some visible clues that you can look at to see if the pie is done. One is that you will notice that the pie will start to rise a little bit, and the center won't be as glossy or shiny. How do we know when a custard is done and not let it overbake? Check for visible clues of when the custard is done. The texture of the filling should go through a change. It should barely set in the center and not be soupy. The pie filling will wiggle but not move around a whole lot. The edges of the custard might be slightly raised when done. If you're not sure, use a toothpick. To use a toothpick to test the doneness of your custard, insert the toothpick carefully and gently into the center of the pie. If it comes out pretty clean, then you know it is done. But what if it's not quite there yet? Should you keep it in there longer? Yes, but only this way. If your custard is not quite done yet and is almost there, turn off the oven, but leave the custard in the oven for another 10 to 15 minutes. This will give your pie extra time to bake without it overcooking. Thank you, and stay tuned for more custard pie tips. Thank you for sharing a slice of pie with me. Be sweet.